Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the 2026 Energy Update. So guys, just so you know, I tuned into the energy to see what I felt was coming and what was most likely outcomes from where we are right now. As always, you know that you are the creator of your life, so take what resonates, throw out the rest, but this is what I got. So 2026 will be the year of absolute restructuring level change. And I do feel like it's not gonna be smooth sailing the whole time. It will feel like a roller coaster ride. But if you got that inner stability, if you've been doing the work, this is gonna be a fun ride. If you haven't, it's gonna be a bumpy one, okay? So those of us that have been doing this work for many, many years, this is the time we've been preparing for. This is the time that marks an energetic turning point where avoidance will cost you more than honesty. And when I tell you guys that my whole life has been coming to this point, my entire life, I have felt deeply what the truth is in someone's words, in their actions, in their intentions. And this is the time where the world is sort of catching up to what I felt. And in the past, lies, deception, manipulation have appeared to work and somewhat be successful. And that is what is changing. Because the new energies coming in will recognize that anything false or delusional will not be able to uphold in these new energies, okay? Because things that could have stayed hidden in the past, it's like the light frequency that we have been getting on this planet is increasing. So even the deepest deception is going to have to be risen to the surface, guys. And this is going to be in your own life too. Those of us that have been doing the work, we know how to do it. So if something comes up, we know how to look right at it and pivot and clear it and move on. And those who have really backed up pipes, there's going to be an explosion, okay? So we've already seen this. The precursor to this energy has been going on in the months leading up. I really feel like since August of 2025, we've been already seeing this in people's lives. But this is going to be an increase. The heat is going to get turned up every single month of this year. Okay, so for us, we are being called to master our own energy. Any person or system that is still using any distortion to avoid, control, or manipulate will be hit the hardest this year, you guys. Okay, so for those of us that already have seen this energy and done our work, we're really gonna feel the relief of being able to have congruence in this world instead of the feeling of unfairness. So they are showing me reversals. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but after the election, my December energy update for 2024, I was talking about how the day after the 2024 elections, I heard Bob Dylan's song, "The Times Are Changing." And in that song, it talks about those who first will later be last. And it's that energy. It's this energy of those who have been stealing their way to the top will drop, and those who have been in integrity and truth will rise. And it's super exciting, okay? And will feel wonderful to those of us that are in alignment with that. So many people this year are going to hit a fork in the road. So we're going to see, as the months go on in the year, this really distinct split between those who want to remain in old systems of fear, of control, of false identity, of masking, and those that want to be authentic and truthful and come from, be their true selves out in the world, who are being courageous, okay? There's going to be, this gap is going to continue to widen, okay? So, but the difference in this coming year is the energetic cost to being in a false identity. It's like the psyche can no longer hold contradiction. So those living out of alignment will experience major fractures in their reality, because the truth and the lie cannot coexist. So these reversals are going to be like flips. It will be so obvious and distinct. Those who rose to greed, manipulation, and control will completely lose their footing. Those who have quietly lived in integrity, authenticity, will rise without any force. It'll just naturally happen. So this is not about making stuff happen. This is allowing resonance to do what it does, okay? So I will tell you that when I first sat down with this energy, when I saw General of the Year, they showed me such great change that like the version of you that you are right now, a year from now will be completely different. We will look back on this coming year as the true new beginning of a new world. And this doesn't mean everything will be easy or smooth, but it means that what we're birthing this year will be real and long lasting. We are not going back, okay? There is no going back. So this year, you're going to be asked to listen to your own inner authority rather than external authority and truly claim your sovereignty, which again, we've been talking about for months. So your inner state is what's going to dictate your timeline, not your circumstances, not what others are doing, not where you're being told. Your nervous system level of safety that you cultivate, that you determine is your set point, is what you will experience. And this manifestation will be quick. Okay, so we're completing this universal 9-year and we're stepping into a 1 year of new beginnings. Now, I recommend everybody look at your own life path year. So for example, I'm an 11, a 2-11 life path. So when I'm going into this next year, I'm actually in a 7-year, which is about divine timing in a new beginning year. So look at for your own personal year, what personal year do you have coming in a new beginning? So what area of your life are you going to be really focusing on a new beginning in? So this transition, guys, it is going to be bumpy. I just keep telling you, it's almost like loose ends that need to be tied up, but this is something new is really beginning. And I want you to remember that as we enter this year. Misalignment will be impossible to ignore and will dismantle really quickly. Like the speed of which things are going to happen this year is insane when I check into it. Like it's almost like time and space are altering, okay? So let me start going through the months. January, I am seeing a blast of light coming in January. I see clarity, I see truth rising, especially in an individual level. Almost like I'm seeing a really cool burst of awakening souls coming in January, like a burst of positive momentum right at the top of the year. Kind of like last year was like the worst start of the year ever with the fires in the Palisades and this sort of heavy, depressing grief, horrible energy. I'm seeing the opposite this year. I'm seeing like a collective rising in frequency, but with that, it's almost like we go up an octave and whatever can't come with us is going to rise. So there's like this energetic push forward that I'm seeing in January that's going to make you feel kind of motivated to like organize, to speak honestly, to get your stuff together. It's almost like, wait, I'm coming out of a fog. I'm feeling really clear. So I'm seeing some really nice clarity moments and things that felt like unclear will suddenly be like, oh, the solution just comes in. And you're going to feel in your own body that you're building some more self-trust. Like they're showing me January as like an up-leveling for a lot of us in a really great way, like a more sense of personal safety within yourself. Like I feel safe being myself more. Like that's the feeling they gave me for January. So I'm feeling really good about January right out of the gate. In terms of, and again, I am mainly speaking to the awakened timeline. Just so you guys know, towards the end of the year, they showed me a greater split. So then I start almost seeing both timelines. But at the gate here, I am speaking mostly to the awakened timeline, okay? So other people may not have a great January. I'm just telling you, those of us that are on the awakened timeline, if you're listening to this, you are. That January will be like a positive momentum, like a new energy coming in. Because I feel like December, there's almost been this inward quiet. And that's still going to be there, guys. And like I've been telling you, your system of meditation, writing, grounding, eating good foods, making sure you're staying hydrated and moving your body, those will have to be staples. Like you cannot get lazy about those because it will be too easy to get out of balance. You must take care of your nervous system and your mental state. Like you must do that and you will reap unbelievable benefits. And so those people that are doing that, you will get a big boost in January. February. This is where I feel some collective challenge coming in. So a major theme of this year is learning that safety and security come from within. So this month, I feel like it may bring up some safety and security fears to the surface for people. So the invitation is to release dependence on external regulation and develop internal regulation. Because you can't get rid of fear, guys. Like it's how we're built as animals. It's a messenger. But you have to just meet it with full presence and go, hey, I don't need to control the outcomes to feel better. What does this make me know I want? Okay, slow down. Don't resist the fear. Just let it reveal to you where you need to be set free. Okay. And I don't know what this is going to be in February. I'm just feeling something a little denser in that month. March. This is where I see like it's almost again that reversal energy where I'm seeing like clarity and truth rising quickly after a little bit of a storm. So I feel like March is going to be a resonance sorting energy because you're going to start to feel like this is when they showed me like the feeling of like living in two parallel realities is going to get extreme for people or start really being obvious. So again, those who've been practicing grounding, nervous system regulation, self-mastery, you're going to feel like supported in March. You're going to feel some abundance coming in. You're going to feel some more aligned stuff coming in. You're going to feel new opportunities coming in this spring energy. It's almost like March is like this new energy for those of us that have been doing the work, almost like that's the beginning of the year in the sense of, and what's funny about that, you guys, is I was just talking to my son about the Mayan calendar and how March was actually the first month of the year. Mid-March was actually the first month of the year as spring, which makes so much more sense than January 1st, the middle of winter, as the new year. So they're giving me that feeling of like new opportunities, new directions. This is like, if you're looking to move, you're going to move. You're looking for a new job. Like they're showing me things kind of manifesting in a cool way in March. Okay. More flow. And in the same time, there's going to be more, you know, instability and fear for people that are still sort of living by outdated systems or false identity. And, you know, again, we are going to be called, people are going to have opportunities, guys, to raise their frequency and become. So everything about timelines is frequency. It's a radio station. Okay. So it's not about good or bad. It's about what the soul's choice is and also the choices you're making every moment of how you feel. You are jumping timelines billions of times per second, but you usually stay within a vibrational bandwidth, right? And so when I'm speaking of the awakened timeline, these are people that are living at a certain level of vibrational awareness. Like if you know you'll create your life, that already puts you on a different radio station than 99% of the people on the planet. So I am talking about the frequency of the awakened collective when I'm talking about timelines, okay? And so people that are still in dogma or fear-based control systems, they're in a lower vibrational place, right? They're more disempowered. So that puts them on a different radio station, okay? But everybody can change radio stations whenever the hell they want. And those of us that are in the higher levels of radio stations, most of us are going to be called this year into our service roles, which I will go into as the months go on. And every person, every soul will have an opportunity to rise at any moment. So just saying, this is not like black or white. People are going to have opportunities in this year. And as the years go on, those opportunities will be less and less because the bandwidth will be the disparity will be so far. But in this year, you can still jump timelines. Okay. So just to be clear about that, and let me know if you guys have any questions about that. Anyways, so March. So those people, some people in March are going to, you know, get kind of double down into the stuff that kind of got activated in February. Some people will choose to rise, which is great. This is also the time period that lights up for me where I don't feel like Trump will be in office anymore. And I'm going to just tell you guys the way it's being shown to me. It's like he disappears. It is the weirdest energy. It's like he's just gone. And I don't know if that means he literally leaves or he just becomes completely inconsequential. But either way, it's just like in March, I see him like disappear. So I don't know exactly what that means. I'm just letting you guys know what I'm getting. Okay. April 2026. This is where I'm seeing, it's so weird because they're like February, a little turmoil, March, yay, lift. And then April, I'm seeing a little bit of possible financial and global turmoil playing out this month. So this could lead to like sudden changes in leadership around the world, sudden money stuff, or, you know, collapse of a system or a bank or some shit. They're just showing me something around finances being majorly disrupted. It doesn't feel like a bad thing. It just feels like, and for those of you, you know, I had a client yesterday and we were talking about investments and, you know, things like Bitcoin and crypto and blah, blah, blah. My recommendation to everybody, of course, as always, listen to yourself, diversify your investments. This is such a time to be intuitively led, you guys. Like, my husband and I, we got somebody to help us invest in things that we believe in, like solar and climate, you know, aligned things. And I want to put my investments not just in random things. I want to put my money where my energy wants to go. And that's what they're showing me will make this sort of financial transition really smooth. Okay. Again, if you're in coherence, it will be smooth. If you are in fear and greed and manipulation, it will not. So that's just the theme, okay? So that's what I'm seeing in April. You also see this, like, I feel like that month in April, we're going to see, like, both realities playing out around us. And it's going to be, like, this surreal time where even people, like, in your own family or community maybe choosing like a different timeline. So remember, like, you choose your timeline through your vibration, not your circumstances, right? So this is when I feel like we might see like, wow, this person may just not come with me, like may just not choose it. And this feels like a very, like another choice point. Like some people might leave your life. Some people, new people might come in, but this is so important to choose yourself over performance, over masking, over self-abandonment, because a lot of us have been trained to self-abandon in order to be loved and safe. And April feels like a time where you're going to have to make that hard choice and really know that if something falls apart, that know that it's making space for something better for you and more soul aligned, okay? So just be aware of that in this sort of spring timeframe. Okay, so now they gave me, the way I got it was like May to June, okay? So May to June, in this mid-year time, I feel like we're going to get bombarded with information, possibilities, shifts, like leadership changes. And this kind of feels like an illusion test. Like it's almost like we're going to get bombarded with stuff and that not everything we're going to be fed will be true. And this is where that discernment muscle better be, you know, pumping and good to go, because a lot of people might get pulled into confusion or emotional loops. And your job is to really hold your frequency during this time before reacting, you know. And my friend and I always talk about, like, am I in love or am I in fear, you know, and what would love do now? That's from Conversations with God, which I love. So they just showed me, like, this is a time to keep yourself really steady and really, you know, I have a very loud intuitive voice, but most people, and myself included though, I always have to find myself in a calm place. I have to calm my trigger before I can hear what the truth is. And so this is like, they're showing me like, this is going to be a practice in nervous system regulation so you can hear the truth, because if it feels urgent or frantic, it's fear-based. That's how you know, so that's something to think about in the May to June time. Cause again, this is feels like the time where there's a major restructuring, where we're really going to see that restructuring in real time. Okay. July, August. I actually love the feeling of this period. It feels like a leveling up, and this they're showing me is going to be another tipping point or choice point where the lower vibrational timelines will be in cycles of like disappointment, whereas the awakened timeline will begin to see like, ooh, look at all this. Oh, that's where I'm going. And oh my God, it's so clear. And this thing just came in, and like, we're going to be more grounded and stable while others are really starting to process some like grief, some regret. And this is really a big turning point of the year. And this is a time that people can choose to jump timelines, like we talked about. Like as so many of you are moving into your roles of teacher, of healers, of leaders, of in whatever it is that you do, in putting your art out and putting your healing work out and putting the book out you wanted to put out, this is the time where we sort of step into our leadership roles and more people will be drawn to this sort of work. September, October. So what's really interesting is when I sat to do the reading, they put, you know, like you saw, they put May, June together, July, August together. And when I sat with September, October, it was like, okay, now they're showing me two distinct timelines. So that tells me that July and August will be a major shift, meaning that gap is going to get pretty significantly bigger after that July, August choice point, okay? Because when I turned into July, when I turned into September, October, I saw two complete readings. I had two readings, one awakened timeline, one unawakened timeline. And I'm just going to use those terminology for lack of a better way. So the vibrational gap is exponentially larger at this point. So those who choose to do the work will have massive trajectory upward. Those who double down will see the latter. So the awakened timeline, I'm seeing really great new beginnings, prosperity, new opportunities, like reaching manifesting goals, celebrating. I'm seeing like an excitement, a party time, fun energy vibes. And then in the unawakened timeline, I'm seeing stagnation. I'm seeing stuckness, lack of motivation, depression, anxiety. So there's going to be a major gap there, September, October timeline. November, December, late 2026 is when we're really going to see the recalibration on the collective level. So I feel like by that point, we're going to see the old systems that have dissolved and really begin the new energy, begin the steps towards new structures. So it feels like a lot of reorganization and really, and one of the big things I see, which I love, is people more supporting flow versus force, like at work, like instead of like, I got to put in the hours, it's more flow energy at this time. And I'm seeing a lot more heart-led leadership rising, okay, towards the end of the year. This also is the time period where I feel like we could have some major ET activity, like ETs are making themselves known in like an undeniable way. Of course, people can continue to deny, that's up to them, but it feels like really exciting and expansive. So I see like global level acknowledgement of this. So not just like the US, okay? And as the year closes, I am just left with this sense of peace. And by the way, I just looked and it's 22 minutes. 22 is my number that I've been talking. But as the year closes, it's like I'm feeling harmony. I'm feeling gratitude. And that the reward of staying true to yourself, even through like my best friend and I, we always say like, I always choose truth over comfortability. And this is almost like the time of grace after the growth. This is like the quiet pride that you can have in yourself of, oh my God, I fucking got here. I'm so proud of myself and I'm so excited for what's coming. And it doesn't feel like flashy or forced. It just feels like a grounded, authentic self-trust. And I really love this feeling. So in a nutshell, 2026 is teaching us that truth will be our new currency and integrity is what will magnetize things to us. Guys, humanity is entering a powerful cycle of exposure, of integration, and of new forms of stability. So everything that is hidden will come into view. And whatever we see in ourselves in the world is going to be integrated, and then it has to become a new foundation, okay? So speak with your truth, with love, honor your nervous system, and trust that anything that's real will remain, okay? By next December, you will be standing in a version of your life that feels lighter, freer, and more beautifully aligned than ever before. I am so excited for this year, you guys, and sending you so much love.